Happy blackout, everybody.
We've arrived.
In it.
Our defense. In my defense. In my defense. Nothing is our fault.
It's week five.
Thank you for staying with us.
Thank you for staying with us. Or if you're new, welcome.
Like our new Florida subscribers. Hello, we see you. There's less than five of you, but we still see you.
We got a new notification that we have listeners in Florida now.
That is so crazy.
Which is huge for us because everybody knows that Florida, the windy city, you don't mess with Florida.
The sunshine state.
Yes, that
right? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Or is that California? Aren't they like the
we'll loop back to this.
Uh-huh.
So time for our, you know, we like to start off with a little weekly roundup roundhouse. None to the butt this week. But so I'm really glad that this week we're recording. It's Monday. We usually do Sunday, but once again, we're doing Monday because of
we
laziness.
Got blacked out yesterday. Not necessarily blacked out, but...
But it was a longer Sunday than we had anticipated.
Much longer.
But I'm really glad that we ended up recording this on Monday because do I have a story of something that happened today for you?
For me?
I'm at work, and for some reason, one of my bosses has decided to order, like, a hanging pod. Like, you know, one of those, it's almost like a pod that hangs from the ceiling that you can sit in.
Oh, okay.
And to put in our break room.
Sure.
And they were really excited about this new hanging pod.
Just one of them?
There was two of them.
Oh.
So they install one. I happen to be in the break room. Like, hey, Claire, for a minute, can you test this pod out for us?
I go,
yeah, no problem. It's all like, it's set up so beautifully. There are a bunch of like pillows in it and everything. I climb into the pod. They go, how's it feel? I go, it feels. And before I can even say great, it comes crashing down to the floor. And the chain that connects it to the ceiling just slaps me in the head.
Oh my.
Just hear the commotion throughout the office. Hey, Claire, are you okay?
No.
As I'm crawling out from like this pod, and I'm like, yeah, guys, I'm fine.
You're like trying to get the chain mail. Like, oh.
Right? But I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay. Thanks for letting me test it out. When you guys figure out what went wrong, somebody else will do it.
Yes,
certainly
because
not me.
About to get embarrassed again.
I'm over it. And I didn't want to admit it to everybody, but it kind of hurt like, pretty bad.
Oh,
it must have been the bottom of it was at least like a couple feet off the ground.
Do you think you'll bruise?
I know I'll bruise. Okay. I bruise like a pitch.
That was a stupid question.
That was a stupid question. Also, we almost forgot. Crack of the claw. Oh. Cheers, everybody. Hold on, White Claw ASMR.
I hope
coming
you're drinking
one.
Along with us.
Wait, I'm not ready. I can't open mine. That's sprayed.
Mine was really hard.
Ooh, that was nice, and I can
so
just
nice.
Tell.
First sip. Cheers.
Cheers.
A little ASMR for you.
A little ASMR. So, this past week... I was working at my weekend job. I bartend. And something happened that happens a lot when I'm there. People will leave a phone number, ask for a phone number, whatever. It happens all the time because, you know, but people fail to realize they are really drunk. I am not. So, you know, they have all this extra confidence. And here I am standing like, oh, God, this is weird.
Mm-hmm.
So this past week, I think it was Friday night, this... guy comes up to me and he's asking, you know, is there any way that, you know, do you guys have any ATMs? I mean, I don't know. And he is asking, he's, well, I really want cash with my friends and I can play darts. Could you run my credit card for like $5 and give me $5? I go, okay, yeah, sure, but you're going to have to eat the service charge of that.
That's a completely understandable request.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. So I give him the $5 from the credit card. I go back to get the receipt later and he has tipped me like $10 for the $5 that he wanted in cash. And then he's also left a $5 bill. I'm thinking, awesome. That's great. That's $15 mm-hmm. for me doing nothing but pulling out five singles. I'm like, great, this guy was super nice. I then see him later, like closer to the end of the night, standing at the end of the bar, I'm like, oh, sorry, like, I didn't see you there. Did you need something? And, you know, I'll give a basic description. He wasn't unattractive, but he was not attractive. Mm-hmm. And he goes, oh, no, I didn't need anything. I just wanted to know if I could get your number. Usually, I have no problem saying, like, I don't do that. Like, this is my job. I don't do that while I'm at work. I'm a professional. So I would never engage.
Right.
But I felt really bad because he's standing there by himself. I have very few other people at the bar, so I can't tell him, you know, oh, well, I'm really busy right now. And he tipped me so well that I, like most girls, have the issue of having a really hard time being impolite. So I'm like, okay, yeah, like I'll give you my number.
I'm just shocked you gave him your real number. That was bold.
And the thing is, the second I hand it to him, I go, oh my God, why didn't I just change the last number?
Because you've done that before.
I usually will always, the last number of my phone number is a 5. I always write it as a 6.
You knew the messages that you would receive and they were well worth it.
Right? But I always write it as a 6 because I think, you know, with the way I have horrible handwriting and the way I write it, like write my vibes, I could very easily tell somebody later on in life, oh my God, I'm so sorry, that was just my sloppy handwriting. I give my real number. And the reason that I'm going to read these to you guys is because I don't ever want any man out there to follow in these footsteps.
Please.
Because you will die alone. And I can guarantee it, unless you find a very, very desperate two.
Yeah.
The first thing he texts me, and Renee can tell you these are 100% real.
Yes.
These are 100%
I was getting live
real.
Updates.
And first thing he texts me, oh, geez, awesome girl hands me her number. Yeah, I'm a baller.
Like, what?
Okay, are you freestyling to me?
Yeah, like, I'm a, like, what beat is this
on? I'm literally sitting here.
Let's try to make it a beat real
I'm
quick.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize that I gave my number to Quavo.
Here, let me give you a beat and then try to sample this.
Okay. Oh, geez, awesome girl hands me her number. Yeah, I'm a baller.
It kind of works. We see
bars.
You.
And bars. So I don't, this is while I'm still at work. I do not respond, right? I'm working too. And I'm just like, oh, come on.
And she would never check her phone during work.
He comes back up to the bar right before we're about to close and goes, hey, I texted you. That was mistake number two. You know how uncomfortable that is when something comes up? Hey, I texted you. Yeah, Eager Beaver, I am well aware.
And I am at work.
And I just went, okay, great. I don't, my phone's in my purse. He texts me later that night once I'm not working anymore. He goes, your patience is amazing. I was shocked you hooked me up with your number. I don't respond, obviously.
Hooked me up.
I'm like, oh God. And you can just tell by these texts, this is not how this man speaks. If you had seen him in real life, this is not how this man talks normally. He's trying really hard to be cool.
He's definitely wearing a sweater vest and khakis to the bar.
The more I reimagine him in my brain, the dorkier he gets. That's sure. For certain. He texts me the next morning at 7:45 a.m. I'm going to Taco Bell for breakfast. First of all, I'm like, why the hell are you awake this early, ready to go to Taco Bell?
For breakfast.
For breakfast.
What kind of psychopath goes to Taco Bell?
And I'm like, I don't know you like this. I don't want to know that you're going to Taco Bell for breakfast. I'm uncomfortable.
I just know you're going to have the meanest shits later on today.
What I'm thinking about is the kind of destruction that's going to happen in your apartment bathroom later. But here's the whole text. He goes, I'm going to Taco Bell for breakfast. Then I'm going to take a nap. Then I'm going to wake up and annoy you until you hang out with me. Let me just, in like a quick couple of sentences, give you everything that's wrong with this. First of all, I don't need your day by day. I don't care if you are the love of my life. I still do not give a shit what you're doing all day. Don't tell me.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like the old Facebook statuses you used to make. Be like,
Claire Conti is going to Taco Bell for breakfast, right? Then going to take a nap. Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. Also, when he goes, annoy you until you hang out with me, okay, this, I can fault him, but not as hard as I want to, because there are some girls that'd be like, oh my God, he's so interested. I despise a man who wants to hang out with me.
And despise. Especially,
if there's one way to get me to run, be clingy. So I say, wake up and annoy you until you hang out with me. I'm like, okay, way to ruin my day right off the bat. I read these when I wake up. I'm like, oh, God. Then he texts me again at 2:30 p.m. What beautiful weather today. First day I met you. Coincidence? Oh, no. This isn't the start of a love story, baby. Oh, no.
Baby,
no. No, no, honey. No, no, no. I spent the entire next night at work terrified that this man was going to come in. And I have really subpar facial recognition, so I wasn't even sure if I'd be able to tell if he was at the bar. But I had to share this because, my God, if this is a how-to guide on how to not get a girl to text you back.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have all of these unanswered messages sitting in my phone. I'm not going to delete them because in case I need a good laugh, I'm going to go back and look.
And he still thinks like, oh, yeah, I'm a baller. As he's sending these.
Right?
I'm
he's sending baller. These going, God, I have such finesse with the women.
I am so smooth.
He's sending these going, I sound so cool. I sound so fucking cool.
He's showing his buddies. They're giving him input. They're like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're
say
like,
that.
Yes. And here's the other worst part. He has the same name as my dad. There's nothing wrong with that name. I know many guys with the same name as my dad. But in my head, after I've already decided that I'm not interested, and yes. I'm like, and to top it all off, same name as my dad. That's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm. You know? Just makes him creepier.
Right? Not that my dad's creepy. It's just...
No.
It would be creepy if I actively was seeking out men that have the same name as him, which is something that Renee would be more likely to do than me.
No.
Renee loves her dad.
Quick side note,
when she was younger, she used to think that they were going to get married.
I did. I didn't understand what marriage was, and I thought that I would marry my dad, my mom would marry my next-door neighbor, and my sister would also marry my next-door neighbor's son. I thought that's exactly
so
how
everybody
it
would have a normal marriage besides your incestual relationship.
Exactly.
With your
dad. Yes, that's exactly
and
what I'm
saying.
And now
we're getting into Renee's first kiss. No, I'm kidding. you also got some messages from some people this weekend.
Yeah, so Thursday night, I am watching Grey's Anatomy. I'm having a grand old time. All right, I have some wine in my hand, not a care in the world. All of a sudden, I get two messages 5 minutes apart. One that says, like, hey, randomly just thought of you. First of all, I had just posted an Instagram. How did
randomly just thought of you when I saw your face on my timeline.
And his second message goes, and thanks for always being so nice to me. Nice? If you know me at all, I am
I was about
not
to say,
nice.
Thanks for being the one person who didn't bully me. You really made middle school easier.
Like, what?
Where were you when I was in middle school?
Right?
Fat and confused and alone.
Emphasis on fat.
And being shot down play after play.
And then so I got another one. This is a little bit longer of a message. There is no shade to this guy. He was one of my good friends when I was a freshman. He's a senior, so we just don't see each other anymore. But he DM'd me, sorry. You were in a dream I had last night. I don't know exactly what it means, but I've been playing a lot in the dream realm.
Oh, God.
The dream realm?
So I love hanging out there.
So you look up on Google, what does this mean in my dreams?
Yeah, I do that too. I just don't share it with people.
Right? But it was pretty cool. I was there to meet somebody with one of our friends, but I lost communication and we're stuck in the lobby. You were already there too, and we played a board game. I visited that hotel in past dreams, but have never made it to a room.
That is entirely too much information
entirely
to be giving to you.
I'm like,
he just unloaded on you in your DMs. I hate that.
And the only thing I could think of to say is, that's so weird. Have you looked up what it might mean? What am I like? What
Renee,
am I to respond
once again,
to that?
Not being a bully.
Not a bully. Oh, and this last one. So this guy, he actually used to always be in the gym when me and Claire were
in
the gym.
He was like our best friend because he was always at the gym at the same time as us. And we would always stop and be like, oh my God, what's up? And we just had the most positive interactions every time.
We're like on the track on the second floor. He's lifting weights.
We're waving and he's turning around. He's like, hey.
When I say the track, I mean walking the track.
When Renee and I would, it was so therapeutic. We would walk the track for hours talking mad shit.
Mad shit.
Mad shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh God. The stories you could tell. So this guy,
track talk.
Clearly we have known each other for a long time. Mm-hmm. He responds to a story I posted and said, I meant to send.
Wait, okay. It comes up that he's responded, and there's just this big fire flame icon in the bottom of the picture.
Yes. And he said, I meant to send his number, but it sent flames instead.
Imagine trying to send your phone number, but you accidentally hit the fire emoji.
Oh, how embarrassing.
It happens all the time.
And I'm just classic. Like, we have known each other for quite a while. He has had every opportunity in the world, but this was the story at 9:45 or 9:58 a.m.
I hate when people are acting wild in the mornings.
Like,
get a life.
Are you still drunk? Because I probably am.
Probably just had his protein shake.
Yeah, probably.
People are so weird on social media.
He's probably at the gym thinking about us.
Probably. He's like, oh, God, I miss those girls. People are so weird on social media, and I can say this comfortably because I have been one of those people. And which brings me to a quick anecdote. My freshman year of college, it's maybe the second week of school. One of my close friends, her roommate, we did not necessarily get along with. We see on her Twitter that she has posted, red lipstick should be illegal. Like, it's so ugly. My friend, her roommate, and I are sitting there going, that's funny. She posted that 2 hours after we left to go out wearing red lipstick. So we won't take this sitting down.
No.
We created a fake Twitter with the name Carmen Sandchez.
Spell that out.
Spelled K-A-R-M-E-N-S-A-N-D-C-H-E-Z. Carmen Sandchez. Sandchez. And I just found a random girl's picture off of, like, stock photos, made it the image, followed a couple people, which really I just followed her and Mary J. Blige.
Naturally.
I retweeted a couple of MJB tweets to make it seem more realistic. And then I start tweeting at her, like, you're a fool for that. My friend and I. And then wait, she comes running to us. She goes, oh, my God, this random girl who only follows me and Mary J. Blige is talking shit to me on Twitter. We're like, wow, that's crazy.
What's her name?
Right. For the next couple of years, we would use this account to retort everything she would say. Everything she tweeted, we were like, that's weird. Finally, our senior year, I'm like, dude, this is, you know, the girl who we were tweeting at. I'm like, I've got to tell you a secret. I got to come clean about something. She's like, what? I go, I'm Carmen Sanchez. Just, it took her a minute to understand what I was saying. And all of a sudden she goes, oh, my God.
Like, you ruined my freshman year.
I'm like, dude, I'm so sorry. It was just, I had to tell you. And then I slowly started telling other people, and most people thought it was really funny.
It's hilarious.
So that's my story of how I was a catfish.
Okay, Carmen.
So last week we did mention to you guys that we were going to recount the story of us going to Clemson.
So,
would you like to, yeah, set the yeah. scene. Set the scene.
So let me just say, we had been tiffing with our roommate,
yeah,
another roommate story, for a couple weeks at this point.
This is, what, 2.5 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we were just kind of fed up with it. And
it was
Halloween. Yeah. We go out on a Thursday. And so at 3 a.m., my best friend calls me. And I was already planning on going to Clemson that weekend.
Okay, wait. It's a Halloween weekend. We, with our roommate who we were fighting with, had, like, group costumes planned out.
It was the Powerpuff Girls.
Right, yeah. We had these costumes planned out.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she bought hers off Amazon. You and I just find skater skirts.
You and I found Poshmark. American Apparel skater skirts on Poshmark, yeah.
So at 3 a.m., my friend calls me. And we were both in the kitchen, probably making pizza, pasta, whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Hot pockets, something like that.
Yeah. You know the deal. And so actually it was probably food that we stole from the frat.
Yeah. Chicken melts.
The chicken melts. Oh, if you God. Know, you know. So, yeah, we're on the phone and all of a sudden we think, oh my God, Claire should come too.
Right.
Yeah. And we were so down, except I just had a feeling that maybe Claire in the morning would say, like, no.
Because, okay, you know how many times, like, your friend FaceTimes her, I'm there too, we're talking, she's like, Claire, come to Clemson too. I'm like, oh yeah, Of course, like, hell yeah, I'm so excited. I'm going to go to Clemson. I've never been to South, maybe I have, I don't know. But I'm like, I've never been to Clemson. And you know how many times when you're out and you've been drinking that you make next day plans that never happen?
Yeah.
Never. The amount of people that have been like, yes, let's get lunch tomorrow, of course. Or, yeah, pregame with us tomorrow. Never happens. Ever.
So, yeah, in my head, I'm thinking, like, maybe Claire's down, but I don't know. But I had a class at 9 a.m., mm-hmm. and I had to take a quiz, and then I was going to come back and drive to Clemson. And when I come back, Claire is packed, ready to go.
Yes.
And we get in the car, and we drive for 8+ hours to go down to
all the way to Clemson.
And we actually had to take a different route because there was construction on one of the roads.
Oh, my God, dude.
This detour lasted like an hour of us on a gravel road, no lights. It is starting to get dark.
It was, I swear to God, if I had been there alone, and wait, and other people start taking this detour too, Renee and I are leading a pack of 50 cars through an off-roading. We start finally seeing buildings. It's like abandoned jails and like worn down warehouses. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, okay, well, today's the day we probably die. If I had been alone, I probably would have called the police, pulled over and called the police and been like, something's wrong.
Oh, yeah. So we get to Clemson. It's probably like 9 p.m.
Nine something,
point.
Yeah.
And we have like a date party to get to.
Yeah.
So we have this extra costume. It's like jungle themed, so we have to make these cheetah tube tops.
Okay, wait, it started off, we had a bunch of like triple XL cheetah nightgowns, and we just basically cut strips of cloth and made skirts and tube tops from them. Honestly, we looked really good.
I agree.
One of my most flattering Halloween costumes.
Well, for how my face looked during that time, I looked as good as I could have.
I looked right as we had just been in the car for 9 hours.
Right.
And yeah.
Yeah, so we go to this date party. We're probably there for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And we were not going out in these costumes.
No, because we had other things planned.
Yeah.
Bigger and better
things. Just the two of us.
Yeah.
So let me set the scene. I dress up as Borat, but I like to call it Horat.
Let me describe what she has on. A very large gray suit jacket,
but not the kinds you see now where like
no
Khloe
not
Kardashian
yeah, exactly
is
it's not like
them.
A blazer that's in
it's
clearly,
not cinched.
No, it's like a men's warehouse from 12 years ago bought at a Goodwill,
right?
Type of ill-fitting gray jumpsuit. She has on a short black curly wig, like a Borat wig, a thick mustache,
thick.
But then is wearing a bandeau, spandex, and like 9-inch heels, I swear to God.
Yeah, they were 9 inches.
Stripper heels.
Yes. So, you know, we're going out to the bars, and honestly, this is kind of sad, but I have never been hit on more in my life dressed as Borat.
Oh my God, guys are going up. Oh, I wonder what you look like under that mustache. Renee is just taking the, people say that to her, she just starts stroking the mustache, looking at them, and then walking away like such a creep. I remember I was talking to this guy, and he was like, is that your friend dressed as Borat? I go, yeah. And I go, well, let me show you a picture of what she looks like normally. Like, she's super pretty. This guy, I don't know what girls are like in Clemson, but this guy is shocked. He goes, I've never had a girl that I'm talking to try and show me how hot her other friends are. This is making no sense.
Especially in what I am wearing.
I know. I'm like going through Renee's Instagram. I'm like, look, she's like a six.
Yeah.
So perfect, right?
Yeah. So there was a Little Caesars. It's no longer open. It's closed now. RIP,
can't believe
Little
it.
Caesars.
This is on the campus, like on their campus near the bars that we had been at.
Mm-hmm. And you can only imagine the line that was at Little Caesars. It was like out the door. So we had been standing in this line for like half an hour.
Yes.
And so we were drunk, right?
Yeah.
So we are up closer to the front of the line. There's probably like...
We're almost there.
Yeah, there's probably like probably like 10 people in front of us. But it was really close for what the line was before.
We're also having anxiety about not being able to... of them selling out of what we wanted.
Yeah, because we wanted the cheese jalapeno sauce.
Yes, it was dire.
So this girl, she is dressed as a mermaid. She has the green, shiny mermaid leggings on. And probably, like, I mean, I have a video of her I could check, but...
Probably some sort of seashell something, some pearls, whatever.
She's in,
like, your basic mermaid costume.
Yeah, so she cuts in front of us, and the rage that just went through our body, had to come out.
I can say 100%, I have never seen Renee so confrontational. Here we are. She's dressed as Borat. I'm dressed as 21 Savage. I have like scribble all over my face.
My friend is dressed as a duck.
As a chicken.
Oh, a chicken. She has like the rubber gloves on her feet.
Like yellow cleaning gloves on her feet as chicken feet, as shoes. We are not a group of sexy girls on Halloween.
No.
We're staying behind them. Renee, being the bully, starts going, under the sea, under the sea, yelling behind this girl's face, like, you cut me in line, under the sea. Like, I'm standing there. And I'm usually not the one to, but I started having to kind of be the one where I'm like, okay, well, chill out, chill out, chill out, chill out.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Got our Little Caesars. Thank God. So the next thing we wanted to talk about is, and this is a topic that Renee and I have been discussing for a long time. It all happened when one day we were sitting around and I brought something up and she was like, oh my God, I did that too.
Yeah.
And so this is, we're going to talk about weird things you did as a kid, basically like growing up white, you know, like things that everybody did in their childhood, growing up in a predominantly like suburban area. And if you didn't do these as a kid, or if you have a kid now, they definitely, this is 100% relatable.
They look a lot prettier because they all know how to do makeup when they're like
10
years old. Yeah,
now, I was about to say, now all the fourth graders know how to do makeup.
Yeah, so it doesn't look as embarrassing from the outside, but it is.
All right, kick us off. We each have we each have a notes tab on our phones, and for the most part, for the Mozart.
For the Mozart.
For the most part, we do not know what's written on each other's.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't know what the other one's going to say.
So this is a little bit of a two-parter. I used to ski as a kid. I went to, like, Colorado with my parents.
Sick.
Yeah, and so I was, like, probably 8 years old, and I had to, like, my parents and my sister having a grand old day all together, like, sipping their hot chocolate in the lounge. I have to go to ski school.
Ski school.
And you know what they put on me? A leash. As if I couldn't be trusted. And going off of that, ski club.
Yes.
Yes.
Ski club. Yeah. Every suburban child knows ski club.
Yeah.
Ours was called, I'm pretty sure it was called Snowflake.
Oh.
And we would get dropped off at the ski buses at 6 o'clock in the morning. My mom's like, see ya. Mm-hmm. And we would go to ski club all day. I think in my mom's head, she's probably like, okay, get the kids out of the house. Get Claire some outdoors time.
Please.
Please.
I'm begging
get
you.
Claire mobile.
Get Claire out of here.
Get Claire doing some physical activity.
Something else that's not with me.
Great. But no, ski club was such a thing. Growing up and going on your, you know, when you're in ski school on ski trips, yeah, everybody sure. knows that. Kids clubs at resorts,
yes.
on vacations. I remember, I've gone to so many kids clubs in resorts. I remember being way too old to be at one. I must have been in like seventh grade. And I made this really ugly beaded necklace for my sister. And I'm pretty sure that went right in the garbage.
Did it have puka shells?
No, it was not puka shells. No. It was like regular beads and like lanyard strings. So it was ugly. Mm. But kids clubs at resorts were such a thing.
Yeah.
That kids used to do. Also have making laptop music videos. Oh yeah.
Yes.
You and your friends, it'd be a Friday night, you're all about to get lit as you're 9 to 13 years old. You pull up photo booth on your laptop and you record yourselves in like sepia mode.
I have
making
so
a music video. I still have some on my Facebook. I have two of them.
Well, I have mine on private.
Okay.
A couple of them.
How do you do that? I don't know anything about Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm going to cut that out. Nice. Sorry. But I still have two on my Facebook. One is to You Belong With Me by Taylor Swift, and one is to TikTok by Kesha, and they're still on my Facebook. Laptop music videos. You know you've all made one.
Well, my experience was a little bit different. I did it in iMovie so I could splice videos together. I had costumes, the makeup, everything, the finesse.
The panache.
The panache.
The panache. So yours were really good.
Yeah,
they were a production.
There's one specific one I'm thinking of. Actually, two. One to White and Nerdy.
Oh God!
And the other one.
Wait, hold on. The Weird Al,
the face
ripoff of Ride and Dirty.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh my God!
And then I have another one. It was the Somebody to Love, but the Glee version of it.
Okay, so the, like the basically the choir version of a Justin Bieber song.
And I was the male, obviously.
I was always the guy in my I was always the boy in our music videos too. Why?
Like rude.
Okay.
probably, you think I look manly?
I probably picked it. I was probably like, I'll be the guy.
You're like, God, why does everyone want me to be the guy?
Everyone else is like, okay, Claire will be the dude again. But, okay, another one I had, and I don't know, Renee, if you'll be able to relate to this, but anybody who grew up in a similar area to me, we had something when I was in, it was primarily 5th and 6th grade, but it would bleed a little bit into, like, 7th and 8th grade. It was called Friday Night Skate. And it was at, like, the rec center in my hometown, and every Friday they would have, you know, it was literally middle schoolers going there, and they would skate, and that's where...
Oh, yeah.
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 And that's where... You would basically, that's one of the only places you would interact with your middle school boyfriends.
Mm-hmm.
I can comfortably tell you, I had more boyfriends between 5th and 6th grade than I have had in the past 10 years. And at Friday night skate, I swear to God, every weekend I got dumped there.
Oh, babe.
Maybe every now and then I would skate one or two laps around the rink with my boyfriend, and the next weekend he would dump me. I remember one time skating with one of my friends, warming up, right? And then one of the my boyfriend's friends comes up to me and goes, and does one of these things, he's in hockey skates, goes up, does that slide stop that kind of sprays you a little.
God damn it.
And goes, wants to break up, and skates off. And I was like, what?
Did they ever give you the, like, rings in the little plastic, like, you get it from the, like, machine where you have to twist the knob? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, when you put the quarter in and you get, like, a cheap metal ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine always had the alien on it every time I got the one with the alien. That glue in the dark.
That glue in the dark. Okay, yeah. I got dumped there so many times. It wasn't even my worst time experience of getting dumped. I remember one time I was dating this kid in fifth or sixth grade. I had known him since kindergarten. It was just almost like every week you would just decide who your boyfriend was, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we ran into each other. We'd both left class to go to the bathroom unplanned. Like, people didn't really have cell phones at that point. We ran into him. We're both like, hey, we go into our respective bathrooms right next door. I walk out. He's standing there and goes, yeah, this is kind of over. And I was like, what?
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, my God. Well, I shouldn't have worn this low bun. Or maybe I wouldn't have been single.
I have a thing that's kind of like that. So we didn't have the ice rink skating, but we had like the regular skating.
Mm-hmm.
But after you graduated from the rink, you would have what we would call a function, and it was at a church. It wasn't Christian music, but it was at a church, which just made it
okay.
So it was like all of the middle schools from my area, they would all have this thing that, like, called the function, where we'd all get together, and there was like the dance room, or there was like the basketball court, because, you know, it's a church, so they have like their, you know,
shorties won a ball at the function.
Yeah, and then they had pizza upstairs. I mean, I spend most of my time eating the pizza upstairs, but when I did go down into this room, it's probably like a 20 by 20 room with like 8 different middle schools from the area, so you can just imagine how packed it is. You would put your finger on the wall and just sweat would drip down.
Ew, dude, ew.
It was disgusting.
I have one thing I forgot to mention about Friday Night Skate. After all the dumpings, I did experience the most romantic gesture of my life.
Okay.
At one of these. There is this kid that I grew up with, and he was actually my first kiss. We grew up as, we were so close growing up. We used to have Neopets that we would play with together. And we would literally hang out every single day. We did karate together.
Karate
together. We were best friends. And so, you know, he developed a crush on me because I don't know what the appeal was.
I mean, but wouldn't.
And he, at Friday Night Skate, had gone up to the DJ and asked for the microphone. Right?
I'm skating
with my friends, and I hear the DJ go, if there's a girl named Claire out there, has something he wants to ask you. And this fifth grade boy gets on the microphone and goes, Claire, will you go out with me? Over the microphone.
I would be mortified.
I was like, get off the ice.
Your Aeropostale shirt.
No, I'm in my 7 Abercrombie tank tops, my jean skirt over my leggings, and I'm, like, looking at my friend. I'm like, we need to leave. I look back on it, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like, the balls on that kid to do that. That was so sweet. I said no. Yeah. I'm an evil wench. I literally am. I refer to myself we've as been that for a while. We've been new. I'm an evil wench. But that was like insane to me.
Yeah.
I can't believe I said no. I shouldn't have.
The most romantic thing that's ever happened to you.
Well, I wish, because anybody who knows Renee or I knows that we are not necessarily fans of romance.
No.
For me, like, the best way I can describe it is there are so many girls who love nothing more than romance. You know, like, your man writes you a poem, or he just, like, wants to look deeply into your eyes and tell you how he feels about you, or, you know, just like really, really gooey romantic stuff like that. Like,
if
hold
you
your
see
hand.
Our faces right again, now.
We are both look like we have just come out of the bathroom after throwing up. romantic things just cringe me out so hard.
Yeah.
And one of the times that sticks out to me the most, I remember, and here comes back to me being an evil wench, an ex-boyfriend of mine. We were pretty serious, and I knew that the you know, the I love yous were coming soon, right?
Yeah.
I knew it. He knew it. We both knew it. Somebody was going to say I love you soon.
And
it wasn't
going to
be me. Catch me dead saying I love you first. But we had just gone out to dinner. We're in the car on the way home, and I'm in my head. I'm like, okay, he's definitely going to try and say I love you. But again, I hate anything that's planned out or anything that is, like, not natural or, like, literally romantic. It really just, it makes me super, super uncomfortable. We're in the car, and this, like, romantic Katy Perry song comes on the radio. It's got to be Teenage Dream or something. Or something probably bit more romantic. It's on the car.
A little bit more?
As Teenage Dream is the most romantic song. I will have my first dance to Teenage Dream by Katy Perry.
I'll have mine to I'll Wait For You by Elliot Yameen.
So we pull into my driveway. He's dropping me off. This is a few years ago. And I can see he's sitting there staring ahead, waiting for the song to finish. It's probably like 25 seconds from the end.
Oh, God.
Less than that, maybe like 10 seconds from the end. He's sitting there. I'm like, oh my God. He's going to make this the first time he says, I love you. I'm sitting there literally visibly tensed up. Like, this is so cringy.
Teenage Dream is going to be
like,
your song.
I'm like, please don't look at me right now and say, I love you, because it'll make me so uncomfortable and I will probably never look at you the same again. Like, because it's so easy to cringe me out. We're sitting there. The song is coming to an end. I know that he's about to say it, but I can't let it happen this way. I'm so uncomfortable. What do? I destroy the moment.
How?
Because I did not want to be said, I love you, to for the first time with Katy Perry playing in the car in my driveway. I look at him and I bring up a girl that he used to talk to when we were starting our relationship.
Oh my God.
I go, so I saw that liked your last Instagram, like something like that. And he goes, and he just like puts his hands up and like smacks him down on the steering wheel. He's like, why would you ruin that moment? As if he thinks I did it on accident. I'm completely calculated, because this moment was gross and cringy and I didn't want it.
I mean, you could have said anything.
I could have said anything, but I'm like, how do we take this moment
and just
completely
it.
Destroy it,
yeah.
So that it gets me like another 3 weeks before he tries to say it again?
Oh, yeah.
We had to really ruin it and honestly make him rethink saying I love you.
God, mine also happened in a car. There was this guy I was seeing for like a year and a half at this point, and we were like off and on. You know how it is when you're in your 20s. You know how it'll be. So we're in the car. Actually, let me backtrack. We had a date to go to the movies. It was a movie that I really wanted to see. It was about like a serial killer or something.
Where I was there salty that I wasn't being invited, but continue.
Yeah, so he was like, I'll pick you up at 5. 5 passes, 6 passes. We're at 7 o'clock. I go, are you on your way? He's like,
because the movie's over, bitch.
Yeah, he's like, sorry, I had to shower. I'm like, how long are your showers?
What were you doing in there, creep? Yeah.
So he picks me up and he begins talking about how he had an intramural basketball game.
Okay,
yeah.
Really quick intermission. My junior year, Renee's first senior year when we were living together, the amount of evening spent with guys that we were interested in that were ruined by intramural basketball.
I'm so sick of it.
We got to the point where we were both, I remember one night, we both got blown off, and it was like a Tuesday, so we went to the bars because we were like, fuck this. And we sat there, and we were just, it was like 2 hours of us talking about how, why is it that intramural basketball
is ruining our lives?
Is prioritized over us. I don't get it.
Right.
Continue. It's so annoying.
After that happened, we're at the movies and I'm already just like, I hadn't been feeling it for a while. But so we were at the movies. He's like trying to like put his arm around me and like grab my leg. I'm like, oh,
don't touch me.
I would prefer you not to do that. So we get in the car on the way back and I don't know what we were talking about, but I was like, yeah, well, you were like 2 hours late. And he was like, are you mad? I was like, yeah, because I put my makeup on at like...
You wasted my goddamn time.
Right. I put my makeup on. I picked out my outfit. I was ready to go in my shoes. Like, my feet are kicked up on my bed in my shoes because I'm like, I'm about to leave. So I get a little heated when he starts talking about it. He's like, well, I just like planned this whole day.
Planned this whole day.
I'm like, the movies?
I picked it out, bitch.
Yeah, like what do you mean? So I start being like, I don't think that this is working. And it wasn't just like a spur of the moment thing. Like I had Claire.
She had known for I remember one time when I just asked her, I was like, I've gotta be honest with you. Do you like his personality? Because you know how you get so caught up in the chase.
Yeah.
And that happened, like that's happened to me so many times. You get so caught up in the chase that when you finally have the guy, you're like, ugh, I don't really like him because I've spent so long trying to nail him down.
Uh-huh.
And now I realize he sucks.
Well, yeah, now that you have him, you're like, there's no chase and all I can see is your disgusting personality.
Yeah, now all I realize is that you're not funny and you annoy me.
Yeah. So I start saying, like, I just don't think this is working. I mean, let me just say that I wasn't his girlfriend, but we were, like, exclusive.
You guys had gotten to the point of, like, pretty much dating.
Yeah, so he goes, I fucking love you.
How did you not laugh?
I am shocked. He is crying in the car. No. I am sitting there. Like, my face
Who
is
was driving?
Dry as...
Who was
it
driving?
Was him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so he had the wheel, and honestly, I was a little bit scared for a second.
Do you need to pull over and
is
cry?
Is he going to run me off the road?
Let's like, die together.
Yeah, it was kind of snowy, so I'm like, the tears are going to flood his eyes, and he's going to run this car off the side of the road.
No.
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't know what you want me to say. I just don't think it's working.
Because I don't fucking love you, too. You
God, like, when a man is crying in front of you, and, like, you're also not emotional, it's just the most unattractive
thing
ever.
Oh, my God.
Like, you can cry in front of me, what, like, if something's going on
yeah,
in your
no,
life,
no
you
problem.
Need to air it out, whatever.
But it's when they're crying over you. I've had a guy literally, like, choking on his own tears, being like, why aren't you, do you not care? Can you not? And I was like, no, I do feel really bad. I'm just not.
Not bad enough.
Just not an emotional wreck.
Yeah. So that was that moral of the story. I stayed with him for, like, another month or two because I'm weak.
The guilt trip.
Yeah.
It's so hard. And girls are too nice.
Yeah.
Guys would just be like, I'm leaving your emotional ass. Bye.
Okay.
See you never. And then ghost you.
Maybe that's what I should do to ghost guys. Just start getting emotional.
Start sobbing to them. And then you don't even have to ghost. They'll ghost you.
Exactly. That's perfect.
That's
Take
perfect.
Take notes.
Take notes. Aside from cringy romance, the last thing we want to bring up is, so I know we've talked a lot about things that guys need to stop wearing. My dad actually the other week goes, you know, text me, I have some fashion topics for you to discuss.
Fashion
my dad
topics.
Who is can only be described as the white ASAP Rocky middle-aged man of
no he's
fashion.
Italian.
Okay. That's
mozzarella.
The Italian fashion icon of the century. And no shade to you, dad. And he sends me a couple of things that we're going to discuss real quick. Mm-hmm. One, baseball caps at dinner. He specified backwards. So when my dad sends me this, I know where he's coming from.
Yeah.
Because I know that he has two daughters. He sees this as, you know, if you're going to take my daughter out to dinner, you're going to come to dinner at my house as my daughter's significant other. It's, you know, disrespectful, can be seen to be wearing a baseball cap. I mean, totally get that.
Definitely dinner with a family, but I feel like if you're out at a casual
going to,
bar,
if you're going to B-dubs with my boyfriend, wear a baseball cap, please, because I probably don't like your haircut.
If you're going to B-dubs with your boyfriend, break up with him.
Break up with him. But you know what? I see where he's coming from. Just don't. I would never wear a baseball cap to, like, either, obviously not like a nice dinner, but also dinner with the parents. Leave the hat at home. It's just, don't do it. Yeah. Also, I mean, I wouldn't wear sweatpants either. You do not have to come in a suit and tie, but at least put on some jeans or khakis or something like that and leave the hat at home.
Yeah. Next thing is sunglasses inside. I could definitely see this working at like a concert or like a rave.
Okay, if you're going to like an EDM concert and they have those cool like little like red lensed glasses, yeah, then that's like dope. Yeah, that's cool. You look cool.
Yeah, but if I am just in a bar and you are wearing sunglasses so naturally, like,
if it's, like, at one of those, like, indoor-outdoor bars that has, like, big windows open and you're sitting next to the window, fine, because you're basically outside. Mm-hmm. Other than that, like, dude, oh, my God, you're so sick. You're hungover.
Yeah.
Cool with your sunglasses.
Then why are you out?
You look like such a douche when you wear sunglasses inside.
Especially when it's dark out.
When it's dark out, you're wearing sunglasses inside. Like, oh, my God, just take them off. The next one is male jewelry. This is a really good one to talk about. Because it is a hit or miss. I know a lot, especially the Italian boys who go to our school.
Oh, yeah.
So many of them, and East Coast boys, too. They do the same thing, especially the New Yorkers. A lot of them will have, like a small gold chain. And I'm not talking about, like a rapper style. Yeah, I'm not talking about, like, a big, like, iced out Jonathan Cheban style chain. I'm talking like a lot of them have like a little like thin gold chain. A lot of times it has a cross on the end. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Rings and earrings.
It also a hit or miss. It depends on the person.
It depends on the
person.
It depends on the guy. Can you pull it off? Can you not? Do I want to see a guy with a triple piercing in the ear? No.
Probably not. No.
No. And a lot of guys, especially if you're one of those guys who just gives off those like, you know, douchey, I'm so cool, I'm going to brag about how many Brazilians I drank with on my last vacation. And you have earrings in. I'm like, oh, you suck.
Just stop.
You're
it.
A tool. But I can personally say, and this is definitely not something that a lot of people agree with, I recently have become a sucker for a guy with a nose ring.
But only if they can pull it off.
Only if they can pull it off. But yeah. I know a couple guys who have like a really tiny hoop in the nose, and I don't know why, but on the guys that I know that have it, I love it. I think it's amazing.
Next is men's scarves, and something happened to me this weekend. I saw a guy from across the bar that I used to talk to wearing a scarf.
She was visually assaulted by the scarf.
I was visually assaulted, and I was no longer attracted to him. It was like a striped scarf.
This is a guy that she's been attracted to for years, by
the
way.
For years. And it's just gone. The spark, no.
If it's cold out, fine.
But it was like 55 degrees this weekend.
I know. And especially, you know, we're in Indiana. We're not in like a high fashion ahead of the time state. Or, you know, we're not in New York or LA.
Yeah,
or
you're not going to New York Fashion Week. There's no need to wear a scarf.
Exactly.
Unless it's Gucci.
But even if it is Gucci, I don't care. Don't wear a scarf to the bars.
No.
Don't. It looks weird. Very last one that my dad mentioned was pleats.
And this is kind of hard to have an opinion on.
Because we both agree, pleats are not active enough in our life to really have an opinion on it. Do I want to see a guy going out in, like, decked out in a very, very pleated outfit? Probably not.
No.
Your suit pants, I think, should be, like, nicely creased.
Yeah.
Right? I don't pay attention to that enough.
Anyways, no opinion.
Pleats, we're going to rule a no opinion. Don't overdo them, I guess.
Pleats on the shirt, the pants.
Don't have a wrinkly pleat, I guess. But pleats in general, that one, the jury's out. Blackout of the week. Do you want me to hand it out?
Let me explain.
Okay.
So you know how you really want pizza after you go out.
Yes.
So this weekend, I go, and no, they didn't have cheese sauce, so I just got marinara and ranch.
They're always out of cheese sauce.
Yeah. When they know people want the cheese sauce. No one's going there for their ranch or marinara.
Why don't you make more cheese?
Yeah.
Sauce.
Yeah, so I was honestly pretty upset that they didn't have cheese sauce in the first place. But so me and my two friends are waiting for our Uber, and like 2 minutes passes, and I'm like, I need to eat a piece of this pizza. So not too long after I opened the box, the whole box spilled on the entire front of my pants and my purse. God. And I had to go into the Uber with like loose ranch on my pants. Like,
no,
you know when you wipe it off?
Loose ranch, yeah.
Yeah, but there's still the film.
That gross ranch film.
Yeah, and I just saw that I had marinara on my jacket today when
I saw
a
picture. There was ranch all over her pants and her purse.
Yes.
So blackout of the week goes to ours truly, Miss Renee Franken. She deserves that award.
Yes.
Anyways, so we are probably within the next week going to create an Instagram where you guys can finally see visuals of the things we're talking about, such as Renee's ranch-soaked pants, such as the selfie we took during our blacked-out steak dinner after homecoming.
Oh, that's a good one.
The tribal tank top we've been trying to explain to all of you. And many more. So next week we will let you guys know if we got on that and made the account. And we'll let you guys know.
Maybe we won't.
And we'll let you guys know what it's called. But don't forget to subscribe, leave a rating, leave a review, any of the above. You can email us any questions, comments, concerns to in.our.defense.podcast@gmail.com. We will read all of them. Once again, direct your hate mail to Renee. That is Renee Franken on Instagram. This has been Claire and her friend. Bye,
all
everybody.
Right.